org. I'm Janie Gould with another edition of Flora Days. When U.S. 1 was the only major route from the Northeast to Florida, citrus juice stands advertising all-you-can-drink orange juice beckoned to motorists passing through the Indian River region. Citrus man Ken Kennedy literally grew up at the stand that his parents operated in South Vero Beach.
They were carrying me down there as a baby because my mom worked down there. When I was little, they'd put me in the bins of fruit. The help was bagging the fruit out of the bin. It was kind of my crib, my baby pen.
Now, your stand advertised all the juice you can drink for 10 cents.
That was it. I don't know who actually came up with that, but most of the fruit stands up and down US 1 did that to draw the people in.
And we're talking about tourists. I guess a lot of them had never tasted fresh orange juice.
They hadn't, and it was almost like candy to them. They would stand there and drink cup after cup after cup. We served it to them in paper cone cups. After three or four cups, the paper got just droopy. They'd want another cup, you know. Well, give me another dime, you get another cup.
You talk to a lot of customers, I imagine, who had never been to this part of the world before.
A lot of times, back when US 1 was the only road, they'd stop in and they'd ask us how far is Florida. Actually meant how far is Miami.
Did you say that's not our idea of Florida?
Yeah, something like that.
Did any of them stay and ask questions about the area?
Oh, yeah. We had a lot of the same customers that came in year after year, and they just ask about old times. You mean you didn't have air conditioning down here? How did you live?
How was the juice made?
In the late 40s, my aunt made all the juice. My Aunt Clyde Kennedy, she made it on a hand squeezer. It was hand cranked.
You mean somebody had to crank it the whole time she was squeezing?
That's correct. It was a crank on a pulley. That was before my time. By the time I was coming up in the business, she did have an electric one. In those days, we didn't have the plastic jugs we have in later years. So we would go to the Coca-Cola bottling plant and get the gallon glass jugs that the Coke syrup would come in. We just clean them out with Clorox and water. That's what we used to store the juice in a Coke icebox.
Did you sell souvenirs?
Oh, yes. When I was a kid, I can remember they sold alligator shoes and handbag. That didn't last but maybe a few years.
They're pretty pricey now, I think.
Yeah. What we sold in those days was not quite the quality that they have today, if you will. People would walk out in the shoes and get in the rain or something like that, and the shoes would fall apart and they'd bring them back. So that didn't last too long. We sold all the orange blossom perfume and coconut patties, pecan log rolls, serrated spoons to eat grapefruit with, and then the sippers. That was a big item, the plastic sippers that you would stick into the fruit and squeeze the fruit and actually suck the juice out of the fruit.
Do you remember anybody, any of the tourists who were heading to, quote, Florida, who actually decided to spend some time here in Vero Beach?
Oh, yes. A lot of people discovered Vero Beach and started stopping here instead of going on down to Florida.
But some of the US 1 juice stands, including Kennedy's, have faded from the landscape.
As the older generation died out, a lot of the younger generation didn't want to work like that. It was hard work. The old generation who grew up in the Depression, they were glad to have the work. In the late 80s, we discovered that it was probably costing us more in labor to hand out the all-you-can-drink-for-a-dime juice. So we just put a couple of dispensers out on the floor. The people helped themselves, and it was free. When they'd walk out, they'd grab a gallon of juice and a bag of grapefruit and oranges. We'd probably give away at least 100 gallons a day, but the sales of the fresh fruit and the gallon of juice were very good.
That was Ken Kennedy. Kennedy Grove sold the US 1 store in 1991. The company still grows citrus and packs and ships the fruit from its headquarters in Wabasso. Most of Kennedy's current crop will be headed to markets in Europe and Japan. For 88.9 FM, I'm Jenny Gould.